This segment of the SMSF podcast series focuses on a particular item before you start making an investment. That item is called an investment strategy. Well, what do we mean by that? Well, think about this. When two football teams play against each other, what do the coaches have? For example, you want to win. So the coaches have something called a strategy for the team to enable it to follow that particular strategy, whatever the guidelines are, in order for the team to win. So before you embark on even investing $1 in any area, in any asset, in any category in your SMSF, you need to have an investment strategy. So this segment will focus on what is an investment strategy, why do you need to have one, and what are the components of an investment strategy. So basically, what is an investment strategy? It's a document that's prepared for the members of your SMSF that outlines the objectives of the fund, where your SMSF will invest its money, and considerations of risk factors in designing different investment structures. So basically, it's a document that has to be prepared, and the SMSFs are required under Superannuation Industry Supervision Act, the SIS Act, to formulate, review regularly, and give effect to an investment strategy. Now, why do we need one? Well, obviously, SMSFs in past years have not been able to outperform regular APRA funds. And so if you have an SMSF or if you want to have an SMSF, you need to prepare and regularly update a investment strategy according to the SIS Act. And the ATO also requires you to have an investment strategy and to be able to follow that from year to year. Now, obviously, the current COVID pandemic and also subsequent market volatility, it's created some uncertainty for investors, especially those that rely on particular investment choices for their retirement income. So if you have an SMSF with real property as part of your investments, well, the property market would likely go down, and it has gone down in relation to the COVID pandemic. However, in past years, yes, the property market had gone down, but it's recovered. Now, we can't guarantee that it's going to recover in X amount of years or months, but we can tell you from history that it has recovered as after, say, for example, the global financial crisis. Share markets have tumbled and they've recovered. So if you're relying on these kinds of investments in the middle of a pandemic, it's likely that your investments have lost ground. So the investment strategy needs to cover issues like what happens in the event of market volatility or unprecedented event that has created a downfall in the market. Now, it's a good time to consider your investment goals and what your objectives are in order to formulate a strategy for your SMSF to work and to be successful. Now, what are the different components of this investment strategy? Well, there's no prescribed order and there's no prescribed template that you need to follow in order to create an investment strategy. You can simply create a Microsoft Word document, and the items or what you're thinking of in your mind, you would need to formulate it into words. Now, as a basic investment strategy, the following components need to be outlined and they need to be set out clearly. What's the objective of your fund, the overall objective? What does your SMSF seek to achieve for its members? For example, you may have a objective that the SMSF will seek to maximize its the benefits for its members upon retirement. How is it going to do that? Well, you as a trustee are responsible to act prudently at all times to maximize the rate of return subject to acceptable risk parameters and to maintain appropriate diversification across a wide range of assets where it's practical. So it may not be practical to have 80% of your fund's assets in equity, in Australian shares, for example. Basically due to the risk factors involved. So if your objective is to achieve an investment return over and above the rate of return of investing in a large superannuation fund, you need to look at assets and areas in which large superannuation funds will unlikely invest in. Now, if your objective is to minimize negative returns in any 12-month period as diligently as possible, you need to be looking at current market rates and what returns the current, say, for example, property market or share market, what the current market provides. And another of your objective may be to have sufficient cash or liquid assets to meet your current obligations. What do we mean by liquid assets? Well, for example, liquid assets are those that can be easily converted into cash. So if you have a property and that's the only investment in your SMSF, it's what we call an illiquid asset. It cannot generate you quick cash. In fact, the only cash that it will generate you is rental income. The other component of an investment strategy is that you need to consider risk factors in investing in certain types of assets. For example, you might be considering borrowing to invest in property. So you need to outline the risks of such an investment and the risks of such borrowing. For example, is your property going to be fully tenanted over the lifetime of the borrowing? Well, chances are less than likely. Unless you have business real property and you are the owner of the business and your business owns the premises, you can transfer that property into your SMSF, and that way your SMSF will generate rental returns. But if you're relying on tenancy and you're borrowing to invest in a real property, then there are many risk factors that you need to consider, and that needs to be outlined in your investment strategy. Will the fund be able to service a loan in the event of lengthy periods where there's no tenants? So that's a risk factor that you need to have in your investment strategy. Now, the investment strategy also needs to have the overall composition of the fund's investments and their diversification. Now, diversification is very important to consider because you want to invest in a wide range of assets. So for example, if one particular type of asset goes down, then and the other type of asset that you have goes up, then it balances off. So there's close to zero net effect on your investments. If you have 80 to 90% of your investments in the stock market, in Australian or global shares, listed in on the global stock exchange, and the market goes down, well, all of your investments going to go down, and that's not a good thing. You haven't really diversified. However, if you have shares and you have shares in a wide range of companies, for example, mining sector, banking sector, IT sector, and so on. If one sector goes down, the other sector may likely go up. So that minimizes your risk and it minimizes your losses. But it's not sufficient to only look at listed shares. You need to have a wide range of other investments. So for example, one of the compositions of where your fund and where your fund will invest can be listed shares, expect it to be, let's say, 30 to 40% of your fund's balance. Fixed interest investment is expected to be around 20 to 40% of your fund's balance, especially if your fund has a low balance, a balance of below $100,000. You will likely be investing in listed shares, maybe unlisted public companies that can generate you with a greater return, maybe even private mortgage lenders. Now, that's an area that's started to become more common as a type of investment where private lenders lend at higher interest rates. And when you invest there, they usually provide you the interest rate to which they lend to their borrowers. Now, that's another risk factor that you need to consider and that you need to put in your investment strategy, whether you're considering this type of investment. Now, the other component of an investment strategy is liquidity. So, for example, you need to have in your investment strategy that the SMSF has considered liquidity issues and the ability of its fund to pay its existing and prospective liabilities. For example, your current tax liability, if your SMSF is in pension mode and it's going to pay pensions to its members, it needs to mention in its investment strategy that it's considered the ability of the fund to pay pensions to its members in the future, and so on. So this is a very important component of your investment strategy. How will the fund be able to service its current obligations? Now, the other component of an investment strategy is consideration of insurance premiums, for example, life insurance. Now, whether you decide or not decide to take up any life insurance or other types of insurance premiums, this must still be included in your investment strategy. Now, you can have as part of your investment strategy, for example, the SMSF has considered insurance premiums and has considered life premiums for its members. However, its members have insurance premiums or life insurance premiums outside of the SMSF, and therefore the fund is not required to have a life insurance policy. So that's one type or one example of considering life insurance premiums that you can put in your investment strategy. However, whether or not you decide to take it up, it must be there in your strategy. Now, the ATO has outlined guidelines in what needs to be included in the investment strategy. And it's not sufficient to just put in cash 40 to 60%, shares 30 to 50%. You need to outline why and how you are going about this particular strategy. Now, the investment strategy, the components in brief need to include the risks and likely return associated with each investment, the range and diversity of investments held by the SMSF and what it seeks to make in the future, any risks coming from limited diversification. Let's say, for example, you don't have a large balance and you're limited in diversifying your assets. What are the risks coming from limited diversification? That needs to be considered in your investment strategy. The liquidity of the fund's investments, how quickly is your investment able to generate cash returns? The ages and preferences of its members need to be included in your investment strategy, and the expected cash flow requirements in your SMSF. So, basically, this is just a brief rundown of the SMSF investment strategy, what you need to do, what needs to be included. And please note, again, this is not a substitute for any type of financial advice. But if you do need some help, you can contact me and we can make an appointment and I can help you with an investment strategy that's tailored to your own specific needs.